You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
All right. Now, they come back and they say, nope, we can't go. God said, fine. Moses goes to God and he basically says, what am I supposed to do? And God said, you can't do anything because they did not come against you. They came against me and they accused me of lying. He said, all right, here's what I'm going to do. He said, how long did they walk up there and walk around that area? How long did they do it? 40 days. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them wander in the wilderness 1 year for every day. Now watch God. Watch God. They walked around in a circle seeing the very land that they were supposed to go in. Do you get that? God didn't take them 30 miles away and said, I don't want them to see it. No, God said, I want you to see what you missed. If you had just waited on me, if you had just had some joy, if you had looked at those occupants and said, thank you, Jehovah, if you brought us out of Egypt, don't you realize that your past victories ensure your future deliverances? And when you come into something that's in your present, God expects you to look in your past and get strength. If he delivered you back then, he has not lost his power. He will take you through. Woo! Listen. See, the tactics of the devil is to keep you focused on now and help you forget what God has already done. Listen to me carefully. But God wants you to look at what he's already done to serve as the gasoline to get through right now. If you don't have a testimony, then I can understand you being sad and disconnected. But if you know that if you look in the back part of your life and you see where God has already brought you, then you know that there's victory ahead. Then you know that no weapon formed, and you know that no devil can stop you. Then you ought to get excited. Think about this. Whoa! Think about this. Let's rephrase Numbers 13 and 14. They go look at the land and they bring back grapes. The market that I shop in for the past couple weeks, they had some green seedless grapes that were as big as tangerines. I have never seen grapes like that in America, only in Rome. Those grapes were so huge, they were sweet. And the bag said extra large seedless grapes. I bought three of them. And I mean, they were significant. They didn't last long in my house. Amen. They were huge. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, these grapes, there's something wrong with them. They on steroids. But I ate them. Bless God. I feel the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Then I went back the other day to look for more, and they didn't have the big ones no more. They had the medium ones. So I bought three bags of them. I said, look, medium's better than none. But I can imagine how those grapes looked. The Bible said it took two men to carry one stalk of grapes, one bunch. Now, let's rephrase what happened. They bring the stuff back to Moses. Moses says, how was it? They said, Moses, it was everything you said. Moses, look at this fruit. This is the proof that it's our land, because God would not send us into anything that's not fruitful. God would not call us out of bondage and send us someplace that was not better than where we were. Glory to God. This is how you know if the person in your life is sent by God. Are you better? Isn't that what Ronald Reagan said? Are you better now than you were 4 years ago? That's how he won. That's what God is saying. Are you better now than you were when you were in sin? And you need to say yes. Amen. There's not a one of us in here that can say our life in sin is better than now. No, you are better off now. I don't care if you got a little pain in your body, you got a healer. I don't care if you got financial need, God will supply your need. I don't care if you don't have a significant other in your life, Holy Spirit is there with you. You are better off now than you were before you were saved. Even if you are unemployed for the moment, you are better off being unemployed in God's kingdom than being fully employed and in the devil's kingdom, because God will not let you down. He will supply your need. He will make sure you eat. He will make sure your mortgage is paid. He will make sure you got clothes on your back. He will make sure. Tell somebody, you're better off. Let me get to my text. When they came back, they should have said, Moses. Yeah, there's some ites down there. But we have Jehovah. Now get everybody together. Let's go up right now where they ain't looking for us. And let's move into our new land. The enemy's keeping you out of your blessing because you don't own it. You own your diabetes. You own your high blood pressure. You own your sickness, my diabetes, my this, my that. I own my blessings. That's my provision. That's my healing. That's my deliverance. That's my salvation. That's mine. If they had got together and said, let's rush them right now. Let's just rush them. And everybody just run in. God would have worked with them. Say, how do you know that, preacher? Because I'm told over in the book of 2 Kings that there were four men who were leprous that were sitting outside the gates of the city of Samaria and could not come in because they were leprous. But there was no food in the city. And they sat there and said, why should we sit here and die? They said, the camp of the Syrians has more food than we could ever hope to have. They said, let's get up and go on down to the Syrian camp. The most they can do is kill us, and if we sit here, we're going to die anyway. But the Bible said by the time they reached the camp of the Syrians, all of the soldiers had left. Glory to God. Then it tells you why they left. It said while they were in the camp, they heard a noise of a coming army. They said the people of Israel have gathered all these other nations to come and fight against us, and they ran away. All they were four men, just 8 feet that God magnified. Don't you know that when you make up your mind to give God praise, the devil will not just hear your voice, he will hear the voice of the angel. This is why you can't give up. This is why you can't become discouraged. This is why you gotta brush off tiredness. This is why you gotta give God praise, because God is about to do something in the lives of his people, and the enemy keeps throwing junk at you. Well, you've got to learn to take it and hold on to what you know. God was so angry, he told Moses, let me kill them all. He said, I'll raise you up a new group of people. Moses said, no, you can't do that, because the Egyptians are going to say you couldn't keep them. God said, all right, my reputation is on the line. All right, Moses, you have them, but they're going to wander in the wilderness until all the adults are dead, because I need youthful faith. See, that's our problem. We don't want to get out of the way and let somebody with faith take over. We'll hold on to that position with the same dead attitude. God has already showed you shouldn't be in there, because the thing didn't grow. Nothing was happening. Now, all of a sudden, it took off when the reins of control were taken from you. Isn't it terrible to have somebody in your life and they're miserable and they just keep getting more miserable, but then they connect with somebody else and now they got on diamonds and a new car and they living in a better house, and now you know the problem was you. I don't care what you say, that hurts. to know that they're doing better now that I backed away. There were people that had access to me that just brought me down every time I heard their voice. God said, okay, son, that's enough, and drove them away. And I have never been happier. The anointing is flowing. My preaching is better. In Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to read it to you again. I just wanted to do this out the Living Bible. Verse 35 says, don't let this happy trust in the Lord die away, no matter what happens. Remember your reward. You need to keep on patiently doing God's will if you want him to do for you all that he has promised. His coming will not be delayed much longer. And those whose faith has made them good in God's sight must live by faith, trusting him in everything. Otherwise, if they shrink back, God will have no pleasure in them. Brothers and sisters, the devil knows he can't get you to commit heinous sin. You're too saved. So he tries to wear you out. He tries to make you frustrated. He will have you look at something that God did and become so combative with it that you miss the blessing of what God is doing. No laundry gets clean without an agitator. If you just take the clothes and throw them in the washer and don't start it, they'll soak. And maybe some of the loose dirt will come out through the soaking process. But if you really want them clean, they got to be agitated. Same rule with us. When God sends somebody in our life that challenges us, that pushes us, that does something to our standard of thinking and doing, don't you know he's doing it for a reason? How can somebody push you to the point where you lose your joy? Just, how can they do it? When do we realize? See, we love the sovereignty of God when he's doing positive. Yeah, God is in control. Yeah, I just got a new car. The Lord is in control because the car costs $15,000, but they gave it to me for $10,000. Glory to God, the Lord is in control. Well, what if the car costs $15,000 and they sell it to you for $20,000? Is the Lord not in control? Is he only in control when it benefits you? Is he only in control when you have your way? Has he lost his power because somebody else is doing something different? Well, I don't like the way they're doing it. My message using these three passages is foundation. In Daniel 7:25, the Antichrist will defy the Most High God and wear down the saints. He wears us down. You don't backslide overnight. It takes a series of events. And I'm not speaking of backsliding in the sense of you backsliding and losing salvation. I'm saying it in the sense of you no longer having joy. If you notice Peter's path to denial, Judas betrayed, Peter denied. If you notice Peter's path, the Bible is very clear. When they left the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says that as they arrested Jesus and started the process of taking him in for trial, the scripture said Peter followed from afar. Now remember, this is one of the inner circle who was always up close to Jesus, but now he's following from afar. If we were to bring that into the 21st century, we could say people who are beginning to deny don't come to churches often. They follow from afar. They love live stream, so they don't have to come to church. Live stream shouldn't replace church attendance. It augments for those who can't make it or who are geographically unable to be here. And you find yourself not coming to prayer and Bible study anymore. All of a sudden, you're too busy. Or you don't feel like it. Or you make the excuse, well, I'm older now. But that age isn't keeping you from doing what you want to do. You're following from afar. After that, the Bible says, he warmed himself at the fire of those who were opposed to Jesus. You find yourself loving the company of sinners more than saints. It's easy for you to go back to parties hosted by those who hate your Jesus. You're finding that you are at ease dealing with those who don't want to hear the word of God. We find ourselves accommodating them. We have functions that are, you know, catered. And we find ourselves accommodating sinners. We make sure, you know, we have some people here that are not saved. So we have to make sure they have, you know, what they need, drinks and things like that. We accommodate them. We let them smoke in our car. We're warming ourselves at the wrong fire. We're sitting in movie theaters that blaspheme the name of the Lord. Because we don't find fault anymore in anything. And I mean anything. We watch programs that embrace breaking every commandment. And we're okay with it. We have not vocalized objection to anything anymore. We become what we behold. Because really, we're tired. We're tired of living this holy life. I need a cigarette. So I'm going to have me a cigarette. Because I'm tired of not having my nicotine satisfied. I need me a drink. I ain't going to hell. No, you're not. So I'm going to get me a drink. One beer ain't going to kill me. One beer. It's all right if I slip out and sleep with somebody that I'm not married to. God understands that my spouse isn't meeting my needs. It's all right. Nobody's going to know. Warming yourself at the wrong fire. Following from afar, warming himself at the wrong fire, led to the denial. When someone saw him, he knew that he should not be there. So when they said, you are one of those who were with him, he said, not me. I don't even know what you're talking about. Because see, it's hard to acknowledge Christ while you're in the casino. And God will have somebody walk up to you who's not supposed to be there themselves. And come up to you and say, hey, deacon, oh my goodness, you here? How you making out? God always has somebody. We were on a cruise ship, getting off the elevator. People getting on the elevator. Bishop Lambert! I just waved. Sister Lambert said, tell him you're with your girlfriend. I thought to myself, you're just trying to get me in trouble. Next thing, they'd be coming to the church. I saw Bishop Lambert at the church, and he wasn't with his wife. But what happens when we get tired? Our guard falls. Our guard falls. Because we're tired. You're tired of holding it up. You're tired. You're tired of living holy. You look around the world, like David said in the psalm, and the wicked are growing and spreading like a Green Bay tree. And here you're trying to walk with God, and you're broke. And every time you turn around, there's some sinner getting the lotto money. People winning $3, $6, $12 million, and somebody got $6 billion. And you sitting there saying, I give my tithes, and I can't even buy a coat. Then you watch HGTV, and somebody comes on there, and they buying this house, and you're in a one-bedroom apartment, and they going around fussing about this 3 or 4 bedroom house that they want so transformed. And you sitting there saying, I'm in an apartment serving God. You get tired. And the enemy wears you out. You get something on somebody, and then you wonder why I leave them in the position they're in. And you know that they're not as holy as you. And to justify the pride, you say the only reason why I want them gone is so that, Pastor, nobody can talk about Bethel. We want Bethel's integrity to be there. So we got to move these people, because if it gets out, then people are going to look at Bethel poorly. Shucks. I've been pastoring this church for over 30 years. Started when I was 2. And if you don't think badly about Bethel because of me, then you aren't going to think badly about Bethel because of anybody else. Because I don't have a bit of sense. I am rambunctious. I have no sense of protocol. I incorporate Motown in my preaching. I say things that the average preacher won't say. And if somebody was going to say something about Bethel, it would have to be because of me, not because of somebody that I appoint. You take too much upon yourself. The church was never meant to be perfect. It was just meant to show progress. But see, people who are tired become critical. When you're tired, you find fault. You ever notice when you go home and you're tired, you open up the refrigerator, it's full of food, and you say, ain't nothing to eat. Ain't nothing to eat. And you got a food. You just went shopping. But you're too tired to cook.
We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, The Promise of God, or the program number 114188. If you'd like to view the Climbing Higher daily telecast, tune in to WBPH-TV on Comcast Cable, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Please check your local cable listings for the channel number in your region. To stream Bethel's Sunday services live, visit BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app on iTunes or Google Play. We stream live on Sundays beginning at 8:15 a.m. and 12 p.m. You're also invited to join us in person by attending any of our Sunday services taking place at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m. at our main sanctuary located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. For more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God. In times like these,
you need the Bible. Bethel Institute for Biblical Studies will provide you with the best instruction that brings life to the earth. For your knowledge and your growth in the Word of God, register right now. You can call 215-885-2585, extension 315, or visit betheldeliverance.org.